This is the New England Patriots 2026 season preview, and it opens with the market talking out of both sides of its mouth. New England went 14-3, won the AFC East, beat the Chargers, the Texans, and the Broncos in January, and lost the Super Bowl to Seattle 29-13, the franchise's first 14-win season since 2016, 1 year removed from back-to-back 4-13s. The book's response, a top six Super Bowl price, a win total cut to around 10, an underdog price in their own division behind Buffalo, the team they finished two games clear of, and plus money that they missed the playoffs entirely. ESPN's own power index opened them outside its top 10, which ESPN notes has never happened to a reigning Super Bowl participant since that index began. Somebody's math is wrong. This episode is about whose. Start with what was real, because the biggest thing was New England had the best offense in football, first in expected points per play, first in pass efficiency per attempt, 490 points, second most in the league. Drake May's season is the cleanest number one profile our data has graded, first in adjusted net yards per attempt, first in completion percentage over expected, 9 points above expectation, with 4,394 yards, 31 touchdowns and 8 interceptions, plus 450 rushing yards and 4 scores on the ground. The support systems held too. 6th on 3rd down, 9th in red zone touchdown rate. Now the honest asterisk, the run game ranked just 19th in efficiency. This was a pass built number 1. And the defense was good, not great. 11th in expected points allowed, 18th in takeaways, and a pass rush that finished 26th in sacks on a bottom 9 pressure rate. The offense carried the profile. That matters for what comes next. Now the luck ledger, and unlike most 14-win teams fans, Patriots fans should hear this part in full. New England beat its point differential expectation by 1.5, right at the line where the 10-year tax kicks in. Teams that outran Pythagorean expectation by that much dropped nearly 3 wins the next season, and only 17% improved. They also went 7-3 in one-score games, a 70% close game win rate, and teams at 65% or above lost about 3 wins the following year, with roughly 1-9 improving. 2 separate flags, same direction. Turnover margin was +2, neutral, no help there either way. The base rates say the record comes down even if the roster doesn't get worse. That's the honest case for the market's number, and it's a real one.
The identity, charting data via NFLverse. On offense, the 4th highest pass rate over expected in football, 3% above expectation. Pass first by identity, not just by talent, and the charting adds a detail that explains the run game's mediocrity. New England faced light boxes at the 2nd lowest rate in the league. Defenses emptied the box, dared them to run, and the run game still couldn't punish it, which is why the pass-heavy lean isn't a choice so much as a diagnosis. Identity is the stickiest thing a team carries year over year when the play caller stays. This one stays twice. Josh McDaniels, the assistant coach of the year, publicly declined head coaching interest to keep calling May's plays. And the defense's real story is the quietest continuity in the league. When coordinator Terrell Williams was diagnosed with prostate cancer, linebackers coach Zach Kerr called the defense for roughly the final 20 games, playoffs included. And in March, with Williams cancer-free and elevated to assistant head coach, Kerr was promoted to coordinator. Both 2025 play callers call again in 2026. Nobody was poached off a Super Bowl staff. That almost never happens.
What changed is that the league's best offense went shopping with a quarterback on a $10 million cap hit. New England spent the surplus, AJ Brown, acquired from Philadelphia in early June for a 2028 first-round pick and a 2027 fifth, fresh off his 4th straight 1,000-yard season. 78 catches for 1,003 in 15 games. Romeo Doubs arrived from Green Bay on a 4-year deal worth $68 million base after a 55-catch, 724-yard season. Elijah Vera Tucker came across the division from the Jets to fix guard. Draymond Jones joined the front, Kevin Byard the back end. The out column is why the room needed rebuilding. Stephon Diggs, who led the team with 85 catches for 1,013 yards, was a March cap release, and by our charting data, his efficiency against man coverage, nearly 0.8 of a point per target, ranked 2nd among qualified receivers. That's not a nothing loss. Brown ranked 16th and Dubs 12th on the same board. The draft answered the one real 2025 leak, tackle Caleb Lomu at 28 after a trade up, a 2nd tackle on day 3, edge Gabe Jackus at 55, and tight end Eli Raridon in round 3, a pick that got bigger when free agent tight end Julian Hill's knee ended his season at OTAs in June. Harold Landry, coming off offseason knee surgery, is the health watch on the edge.
One more thing worth naming, because it's doing real work in the win total, the schedule argument cuts both ways, and most coverage only gives you one of them.
My last season's results, the slate looks brutal. 8 opponents that made the 2025 playoffs, including 5 of the 7 other division winners, plus the Super Bowl rematch in Seattle to open the season on a Wednesday night. That's the version the hangover takes are built on. But priced by 2026 expectations instead of 2025 standings, the same schedule grades out around the league's middle because it's stacked with the exact teams the market itself expects to fall back. A first place schedule made of regression candidates is not the same thing as a gauntlet. Hold both ideas because the difference between them is about 2 wins. So the 2026 question, does the number one offense survive the tax? Here's what the repeatable core says. May's production in stable, clean situations ranked 4th among all starters. His clean pocket efficiency ranked 2nd. His early down efficiency ranked 1st. Blitzing him didn't work. He graded 1st in the league against the blitz and 1st without it. On 50 plus deep attempts, his efficiency led all qualified quarterbacks. That is what a repeatable season looks like in our data. This was not a hot streak. The counterweight lives one layer down. May was pressured on 31% of dropbacks, the 9th highest rate among qualifiers, and took 47 sacks. The league's best offense operated behind one of its leakier pockets, which is exactly what the Lomu pick and the Vera Tucker signing are for, and exactly the thing that turns a great quarterback season into a merely good one if it doesn't get fixed. And the defense's 11th place finish rested on structure, not pressure. A bottom 9 pressure rate is thin ice for any defense, and defense is the least sticky unit in football year over year. Fantasy names to know scored half PPR. AJ Brown goes as a top 10 receiver, pick 21 overall, and the thesis rates itself, the number one passing offense just spent a first round pick's worth of capital on him. Trevion Henderson is the sneaky one at RB22, 911 yards at 5.1 a carry as a rookie, 10th among qualified backs in rushing yards over expected per attempt, and teammate Ramondre Stevenson, drafted 2 rounds later, ranked 1st on that same board, the most efficient per carry back of all 49 qualifiers. That backfield is a committee with 2 winners and 1 football. May is the 4th quarterback off boards, and 1st in adjusted net yards per attempt plus 450 rushing yards says the price is earned. Hunter Henry, 60 catches, 768 yards, 7 scores, and 7th among qualified receivers against man coverage, inherits a cleaner tight end room after Hill's injury. And Kishon Boutte, 33 catches for 551 and 6 scores, is a late round name whose target math got complicated in the best offense to be complicated in. The verdict. The win total sits around 10, and our own regression math half agrees. 2 luck flags, minus 3 wins of history behind each, argue 14 doesn't repeat. But the number one offense, the number one quarterback profile, both play callers retained, and the roster's 1 leak addressed with the offseason's 2 biggest investments, that's not a 10-win team's underlying profile. Call it 11 to 12 wins. Fewer than last year, better than the price. The division line is the tell. The market made the team that won it by 2 games the underdog. The data doesn't see it that way. Hangover, yes. Hangover price like a decline? No. Follow the New England Patriots feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Patriots preview. Every number verified.